Health providers hope a new blood test for Alzheimer's disease will lead to quicker and earlier diagnoses of the progressive form of dementia, which affects nearly 500,000 seniors in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports the latest. The new test got cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration earlier this month.
The blood test measures two proteins called tau and amyloid. Certain levels of these proteins in the blood indicate there's amyloid plaque in the brain, a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's researcher Brian Balin of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine says providers should be cautious when relying on the blood test because these proteins can also appear in blood for reasons other than Alzheimer's, like brain injuries and Parkinson's disease.
The fear is that somebody comes in and they're, you know, have a complaint of a memory issue, say, okay, well, let's get a blood test. And now they're going, well, we've confirmed that you have Alzheimer's disease, with not necessarily ruling out that there could be something else there.
FDA officials say the new test is not meant to be used as a broad screening tool and that additional testing should be done to determine treatment options. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.